Ozzie Guillen.
That's a White Sox baseball.
White Sox pre- and post-analyst for NBC Sports Chicago.
La Pantera. My main story, La Pantera. La Pantera. La Pantera. No. Pantera.
La Pantera.
There we go.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro. Over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play. Charging it. Throwing it. And the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
No hold bar baseball opinions.
I love the way he talk. I love the way he expresses himself. I love the way he go by his business. But when you see this, no matter who you are, what you do, that's a no-no. No.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a learning experience when we talk to Ozzie, and we're delighted to welcome him to the show. He joins us, as all guests do, on the Busey Bank Score Hotline, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Ozzie, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, guys. I hope you're doing awesome. Great day in Chicago. I know a lot of people be complaining about how hot it is, how humid it is, but it's the best day so far in this town.
And Ozzie, you're 5-0 in the booth when the Sox are playing. And
you should do every game.
I just talked to Jerry about that.
That was great.
Oh, that is fantastic stuff. So help us out. Did you talk to Lance Lynn? Did he confront you? Did you confront him? How did that exchange work? And is he going to be able to pitch tonight after you gave him the business?
Oh, I hope he does. I mean, I think these guys are very professional. I just really, I'm the type of guy, I'm going to say the fact and the truth. I really admire this kid. He's going out by his business. He go out by the way. He's everybody should go about their business. He's a pro. But what he did on the field, it's not the first time he did it. You know, it's not. That's why I call him out. But I say, no, that's not good, because this thing is, I think he still have opportunity to make the playoff. And they got to stick together, stay together. When you do the stuff like that, you can separate a good teammates, and that's not good. No, I went there yesterday. I have a great talk with. I was on the field talking with everyone. I was talking with Kenny. Harold Bain was on the field. Everything was okay. I show up and talk to Moncada a little bit. One a little behind to start step it up, and everything was normal. Everything was normal. I not went to the ballpark to look for any problem. If there is a problem, I'd be more than happy to it. I swear to God. First of all, when you're afraid, you're hiding from people just because you do something wrong. And I think what I did, people need to hear. I think you need to hear themselves about, I don't think what it is, it was professional.
Right. I know that you're out there, Ozzie, and everybody wants a piece of you when you are, because it's just, you know everybody that you're dealing with. But did Lance Lynn talk to you directly yesterday about what you said?
Not really. No, I didn't even see him. By the way, I talked to so many people. I even have interview by the Japanese media.
Really?
I was just talking to all the Japanese media when they talked to me. I don't think our conversation was too good, because I don't think they understand what I say. I don't think my English is not that perfect. And the guy was asking me the question, and it was hard for me to understand what he said. I know he say Tadahito Iguchi like 30 times. And it was good. You know, see Japanese media back in the field is very special. But no, not really. I went out and talked to Kenny Williams for 20 minutes, maybe more than that. We sit down there, and the general manager of the Angel, I know him since he was a baby. He was a bad boy. He was a Chloe with his dad. Finally, I see him. I expressed myself to him how proud I was and how happy he was. This family is a baseball family. And, it's just a great conversation around baseball. It's nothing really special.
Ozzie, I'm curious to get your take on Rami Gonzalez. You know, this is a guy that, was not part of their team during the COVID break, and he never was invited to Schaumburg, and he said that he just worked his rear end off and kind of tried to get the best out of himself. He's done that. He's now up. They said that he's hitting the ball harder than anyone else, that he's got the hardest hit balls on this team. And he's had a couple big hits. He had a homer, and he had a big RBI double as well. What are you seeing from him? What's been the difference for him? Suddenly his bats come to life.
It's energy and hungry and want to be everyday player. You know what I mean? This guy, you know, had that many hits for every time he hit the ball. That means a big run for the White Sox, a huge run for the White Sox. He had back-to-back doubles with people on base. They get a home run, make the plays behind second base. He's playing great baseball, steal bases. You know, he do everything a team needs to spark. And this guy right now is a spark plug for the White Sox. They have a good thing going on now because when Andrew's coming back, and all those guys, they had like 35 players they had to play. But I think the way this kid playing right now is amazing. Yesterday, like, it's something I love about the White Sox yesterday. I think, to me, it's the best game they play all year. They hit on run, and the next at-bat, Benintendi, Mundy got over with a bunt. I like that because lefty against lefty. Benintendi did a tremendous job doing that. When I see my view, it's a few fly balls to set a field. Not too many guys can get those balls. Pantera make it look easy. It was fun to watch the White Sox baseball yesterday. A lot of fun. And we wish they can carry over and over and over for at least 2-3 weeks, play the way they played yesterday. Yolito was first pitch, first batter, hit a home run. And I bet you everybody, including myself, oh, no, please don't. We need you. We need you right now. Don't be the last star. You know, walk anybody. He won throw a tremendous game. Keep his ball club in the game. And to me, and all those, I don't know how many games they played so far, 40, 50, 60. This is the best game the White Sox play all year long as a team, as a unit. I love the way they went there about their business.
Ozzy, I don't know if it makes any sense, but seeing Eloy Jimenez in right field doesn't scare me as much as seeing him in left field did. I think he looks a little more comfortable. I know it's a very small sample size, but he was there again last night. Why do you think he is maybe a better fit there, if you believe that? And what would you say about his, you know, I guess he's going to be playing out there more often than not, I would imagine.
He should be playing there every day. He should be playing every day, made the lineup stronger. You know, we have so many DHs. Berger's doing the bad well. They don't have a place to play him. They have to find a place a little bit. They got to take Moncada. I don't know, for a few days, they give him fewer bats. Having him in the outfield make it easy for Pedro. One thing about I like what I see. A lot of people impress him by his bat. I don't. I expect him every time he's at the plate to produce. He's a great hitter. When this guy is on, oh my God, he's on for good. But I don't know what's the made the play. I think it was Detroit who scored and slide hit first at home plate. That play popped me up. I said, wow, my guy, this team play like this every day. The way they play, TA score with the same place, same type of play. You know, I don't know. But it seems like they play a lot better. They play like, you know, they know win games in Detroit the way they should be winning. But I think they play the game right. We'll see them out here against the Angels. Outstanding copy was struggle. I think he could have found the play. That's they make them, you know, be in trouble. But they was in the game all the way to the eighth. If I say that, they show flash of the great baseball team. They show flash they can compete. All of a sudden, from one day to another, they disappear. Consistency is the more important thing in baseball. And I think every time I talk good about this guy, because I believe or I can see how good this ball club it can be, how good this unit it can go out and perform. Hopefully they surprise a lot of people. I hope they surprise themselves. And compete well I think September they have an easier schedule, and that's the month they got to take off and win the division.
You know, Andrew Vaughn got cut down trying to steal second base, and I just thought to myself, like, why are you doing that? He's just, I just can't imagine him as a guy actually stealing a base. And then you also thought you could turn over the lineup a little bit if you waited instead of giving away an out.
Well, I look around when he was out of second base. I look down and I see Zavala. I said, I'd rather be Zavala finish up that inning or hit a double, hit a home run. But that's basically, you know, that's baseball instincts. Ball in the dirt, I like people being aggressive. I do. Especially slow running like him because people never expect he's going to take off.
Right.
He just make up and just the catcher make a good play, good throw. But in the end of the day, it wasn't a good play. I don't think so. But I like it because all of a sudden they show you they want to take over. They want to take another extra base. When they have to, they not go base by base because they you know they not that Speedy Gonzalez kind of ball club. But I like the aggressivity and I like the way they try to take another base.
Ozzie, you said you spent some time talking to Kenny Williams, and he doesn't speak a lot publicly any longer like he used to. Just curious if you got a good sense of where his head is at in terms of where the Sox are headed. The next month, as we heard from Rick Hahn earlier this week, will determine maybe what direction they go and how they approach the trade deadline. Did you get any insight after talking to Kenny?
Well, Kenny, you know, he's obviously not a happy man. It's don't doubt, but I know him for so long. The way the team play, where they at, what they have on the field. I agree with him. He's they have a good product on the field. And he expects a lot of better stuff out of the players. That's no doubt about it. But I think he's in the end of the day, you got to let Rick do what he's supposed to do, stay off what the general manager want to do. I think they're doing a good job doing that. Obviously, they got to have a conversation between each other, you know, behind the scene, behind doors. But I know we just talk about, you know, the past. He asked me a couple of questions about this ball club. It's do the same stuff, but nothing. You know, I mean, nothing is interesting stuff we not talked before. And like I said, the only conversation, the only thing come out both me, myself and him, and this was is I believe in this ball club, and they have to play better. And I don't think he say anything. I don't know. You know, I mean, just expect to. This team with this talent do better because, you know, I mean, in the end of the day, man, when they're going to make the decision, it's going to be a hard decision to add or to trade players. It's not an easy decision for the front office. And if those guys play better, obviously the front office is going to have an easier job. It's not easy to trade people and fans. I still believe it. Yesterday was a easy example. I never thought I would see so many fans at the ballpark. I swear. I look at them. I don't know because Otani was in town, Fraud was in town, but it was kind of few people out there in the ballpark, and I like that. And that's why I think the White Sox front office hope those guys play better and do a better job.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful day. And as you say, Otani's in town and he hits a home run. You know, that was the headline on the broadcasts nationally. Oh, Otani hits a home run and the Sox win. Now, everyone in division lost, so they're now six games back. I don't know why I'm even looking at that, but that happened yesterday. The whole division lost and the Sox win.
Well, it just, I don't know. It's for some reason. You can call me crazy. You can call me, and nobody called this ball club up more than me. Yeah. I'm watching every day, every pitch. Nobody can say anything about this ball club because I'm watching it. I not want to cover the song with one finger. I don't want to talk about how good they are. Look at this. We just had bad luck. No. The way they play yesterday, if they keep playing like that, at least 90% of the time, I think this ball club is going to be interesting after the All-Star break. It's up to them. Man, you look at this way. That's easy. Look at this way. Look at the way Sheets playing. Look at the way Burger play. I look at the way Gonzalez play.
Yep.
The rest of the Benintendi also, and most of the guys when they play good, they play hard, they play the game right, but they got to be consistent doing that. And it's you're not talking about two, three players. It's talking about the unit, including coaching staff, manager, front. You know what I mean? Everybody has to be together and they be excited of being in the game. You know what? When they hit a home run, you know, they put the cape. I don't know how the hat and the, I don't know, the jacket. Well, yesterday, yeah, that's easy. Every time they hit a home run, they put a jacket, everybody celebrated. Uh-huh. But yesterday, Benny changed the bunt to move the guy over, and they checked the hand like, "Oh, atta boy, good job." Well, yeah, that was bigger than home run.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So to me, I was watching the game upstairs. I looked down. The soon he bunt, I looked down through the dugout. I didn't even watch anything. I just let Hector talk and go watch it. And they checked Benintendi's hand like, "All right, good job." You know what I mean? That was bigger than home run because that was important. It's an important run to bring him in, and they did it. And I think that play, it was huge for bigger than home run.
Ozzie, Monday night, it was, I think a lot of people agree, the highlight of the year when Liam Hendricks came in. And his journey and what he's overcome is inspirational. And he was warming up last night. He did not get into the game. Let's talk from a baseball perspective. You're the manager. How do you use him moving forward? He came in and Monday night, and it doesn't really matter what the numbers were, but as you project, what role do you think he plays in this bullpen? And do you think there will be a time where he is your closer again?
It's a funny thing about it because I was against Monday night. Listen, guys, I know I'm not crying that easy. Well, I cry a little bit more because I got grandkids now. I'm getting older and all kind of stuff. But I cry when I see his, I swear to God.
You're more sentimental. Yeah.
Yeah, very, very, very weird. You know, weird sentimental. But when I see this guy walk on the field to go to the bullpen, I got tears in my eyes. And Chuck Garfield can tell you guys why. Or, you know, I was talking, I said, "Oh, my God." I was so emotional about it. When I see his wife on the field, when I see his wife up there, you know what I mean? I got people, everybody in our life got people went through cancer. Yeah. And to see it, but I disagree with Chuck, and we have a big, big talk about it. I say, I don't want him to go to the field only down by one run. This is not a, you know, movie. This is a baseball game. They need to win this game. Oh, so it pitched good. Yes, it did. In 90 plus, it could have found his slider. That's the expectation. When this guy walked through the field and pitched, oh my God, I had nothing in my throat, anything. Then I saw him yesterday, and I told Hector, I said, "What are we doing? This guy threw 30 pitches. Yes, I know. Henry wanted to be on the field. We want him on the field. We want him to close the game." Anyway, I was disagreed. That it was in the, you know, what I mean, up there throwing because he just pitched the night before. This kid, he said, I'm not going to say this. I'm not going to put it, but he said, "I got to earn my spot back."
Yep.
And I agree with him 1,000%. They got good arms out there, but if I'm a pitcher, thinking like that, he had that type of mentality. I said, "You know what, man, you are the guy. I don't care. Because you was there before. If you feel good physically, I know mentally you'll be better. Because I don't think anybody in baseball, he has mental toughness more than that kid. And be positive and turn the page and hate people when he's on the mound. Love people when he's off the mound." He's a perfect, perfect teammate. He's a perfect closer. And the longer told me, "Hey, I'm healthy now. We'll treat him like he should be treated." But I see him yesterday warming up. I was against that. I said, "I hope they don't score any wrong. I hope they don't bring him." But I thank God they did it. But I think this man is ready to pitch every day. And the White Sox players, his teammate, when they come out of their mouth, it's awesome. But look that guy and make them his example. How lucky they are to be on the field when, you know, you don't know what you have when they take it away from you. And they look at them and say, "Man, these guys can be an inspiration for us to go there and kick everybody's behind and play hard every day just to see his teammate went through what we went through." Now he's with them on the field, in the clubhouse, airports, hotels, dinner, you know what I mean? All kind of stuff. Have him next to him. It's just amazing feeling to have a player like that.
Great stuff, Ozzie. Great catching up with you. Really appreciate
it. Thanks, Oz. Great stuff.
All right, guys. Take care, bud.
All right.
That is Ozzie Guillen.